Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Final hour of power coming your way as we take you around the DMV. Here on this Saturday afternoon, you're tapped into the youngest in Charles and L. Willingham. Rick Doc Walker comes your way at 3 o'clock. We'll go around the National Football League right now as we look at some of the top storylines from NFL training camp. And the one thing that has been very interesting to me, there was an exercise that was done, and we talked about this a little bit yesterday with Grant Paulson. Where Colin Cowherd, I believe, gave his top teams that he thought had the chance to win the Super Bowl. I think the answer to that question right now, there are going to be more teams that you think can win the Super Bowl now compared to when the regular season starts even. You know, injuries are going to happen. Drastic things are going to happen. Things will change. We'll get to watch preseason. Then we get into that early portion of the season. You got to figure out who you are. Are you going to be good this year or not? And there are certain teams this year that I feel like are in like do or die mode, right? Like if they don't get it right this year, they could be sweeping changes across the organization. And I want to go look at a couple of those teams here quickly in terms of how I feel about them. But I can't help but think about the Dallas Cowboys. And I know it's going to rub people the wrong way. Ben, I don't know how many times I've said this to you, but the gap between the Eagles and the Commanders, I think, is wider than the gap between the Cowboys and the Eagles. And I've said this, and people get upset with me.
You get everyone riled up with this one.
I get everyone riled up with this one, but the more training camp we go through, the deeper we get into this process, the more I have an unwavering conviction about what I'm saying. It is going to be a bloodbath in the NFC East. It is going to be an absolute slobber knocker all six times that you play an NFC East contest, starting right off of the rip in week one against the Giants. Because let's be real. Let's just look at last year with Daniel Jones at quarterback and without Abdul Carter and without Darius Alexander and without some of the upgrades they've made on their team. You struggled against the Giants twice last year. Did we not? Call a spade, right? We struggled last year against the Giants. Week two, you really should have lost to the New York Giants. Week number nine. I can make the argument you should have lost maybe to the New York Giants. You gave up 22 points. You beat them by 5. You escaped New York with a win. And they're better. We're better too, but so are they. I guess my bigger point is here, not to gas up New York or Dallas. That's not at all what I'm trying to do. I just feel like a lot of the times when I hear fans have conversation about the offseason and what's happened and what next year is going to be like, I think we're not taking into account one, the schedule outside of the division, right? The schedule outside of the division is tough. You got the NFC North, you got the AFC West. Two of the best divisions to me. Two of the better divisions. The West is an up-and-coming division, is how I would describe it. But, and then you got your own division. You finished the final month of the season. You're playing in the NFC East. Dallas, New York, Philly twice in the final month of the season. That stretch of ball from about week 8 on, really week 7 on, really week 6 on, each and every week you go out there, you're going to have to earn a victory. There are no cupcakes on the 2025 schedule like there was last year, where New York was considered a layup victory, where Arizona was considered a layup, Cleveland considered a layup, Carolina considered a layup, Tennessee considered a layup, New Orleans considered a layup. That doesn't exist on your schedule this year. So, for all of you out there that like to do the prognostications and how many games they're going to win, it's always fun to me. I think they can win less games and clearly be a better football team. Because, like, if they get to 11 wins, that's a hell of an accomplishment with this schedule. It just is. Like, it just is.
Your point about the schedule compared to last year, I think it'll be interesting to see how they match up with some of these teams, because to give the Commanders a lot of credit for beating a lot of these cupcake teams outside of a couple games where, you know, they kept it close with New York a couple times there, but they beat the hell out of some of these teams, they like did. Cleveland, who you expected to be, you know, a relatively tough game because of how they were supposed to be defensively. They made them look like absolute poop.
Yeah.
Out there. Same thing with Arizona. Like, going into that game, I did not think they would win that game 42-14. That seemed like a very tough opponent on paper, especially given how poor defensively they were through the first three weeks of the season. I was like, they're going to get 28, 35 points put up on them this game, just like they did by Cincinnati. And then all of a sudden, after the first drive, they just locked them down defensively all game.
Buckled down.
I never saw that coming. And that's when I started to realize, like, this team might actually do something this year.
Yeah, they beat two consecutive weeks. You beat the hell out of Arizona. You beat the hell out of Cleveland. You gave Baltimore a run for their money. So, to your point, yeah, they did handle their business against the Cupcakes. But there are none this year. And that is what I continue to go back to when it comes to this group. But big picture, in particular in this NFC East, I am very interested to see how things are going to go, how they will be able to function, genuinely. Because the division race is going to be tough. It ain't going to be easy. But what is your confidence level? Right now, Washington's win total in the NFC East is set at 3.5. You think they go over or under that? 1-800-636-1067. You play 6 games in the division. Washington and their odds to, let me say this correctly, they're over-under for division wins right now, set at 3.5. They play 6 games within the division. Do they go over 3.5 or under 3.5? Meaning, do they go 500 or better in the division? They better, or else they're not going to make the playoffs. That's the thing about this schedule. That's why I'm looking. The more and more I think about it, the more I'm like, and Ben, it's interesting you said what you said to me about the way the morning show went and how Adam was so upset and adamant that Carrington Harrison, my guy on the Infinity Sports Network, does his local radio in Kansas City. He took a couple shots at Washington.
If you're going to go over 3.5 wins in the division this year, you have to sweep New York. Because in that case, I don't think there's a possibility you sweep Philadelphia. The only way that happens, in my opinion, is if Philadelphia is 15-1 and the only loss was the one in week 16 and they rest everyone in week 18 and somehow, you know, the Commanders, if they still have anything to play for at that point, beat them. That'd be the only way Philadelphia gets swept by Washington. Dallas is never a team that Washington seems to sweep except for some very select years.
Yeah.
I don't think we sweep Dallas either.
So when you look at it like that, let's just say you win. So you go 500 in the division. So you go 3-3. So you split with everybody.
Mm-hmm.
In order to get to 10 wins, you got to find 7 wins out of Green Bay, Vegas, Atlanta, Los Angeles, Chicago, Kansas City, Seattle, Detroit, Miami. The fact that you don't have to go to Detroit and you don't have to go to Seattle, I think that bodes well for us. Playing those, having those two games at home, I do think is huge. Denver as well. So, Chris Russell, that caged animal out there is crying somewhere about the schedule. They actually, the more that I look at it, like, I would, you know, obviously playing at home is an advantage. But the one thing that's interesting to me is like what I just said. Well, imagine how much more difficult the schedule looks if you had to go to Seattle, to Detroit, to Denver. I look at those games a lot differently because Denver's a much better team at home because of the altitude. Detroit, a much better team at home because of Ford Field being one of the most difficult places to play. But you did it last year. Seattle, always a super difficult place to play. Your toughest road trip is Kansas City.
And Monday Night Football, too.
Monday night.
Their two toughest road trips, Lambeau and Arrowhead, both in prime time as well.
Yeah. That week two, the early portion of the season, I feel like we're going to find out how good they are. Now, I know teams get better throughout the year, and this Washington team certainly did that last year. They definitely improved as the season went on, but
I think they need to be 5-2 after the first 7 weeks.
They got to start fast. So you're saying the only room for error here is against Green Bay and the Chargers. It's basically are those the two games you're looking at that they'll lose?
You know, for some reason, I feel like when I did my mock-up schedule of what happens this season, I think I had them beating Green Bay, but I think I had them losing to Atlanta. Just because the NFL season is so unpredictable, that's a game that you could lose. Like, it was a really tough, close game with them. You beat them in overtime. Last year, Penix balled out, and we beat them 4 times in a row. Atlanta is very due to beat us. Will they? I don't know. I'd like to hope that this team can beat the Falcons next year. We should be better on paper than them, but it doesn't always go that way.
I think they'll be 4-3 going into Kansas City, and we'll be talking about what kind of team is this. This is what I predict the narrative to be. I think we'll be 4-3 going into Kansas City, and we're going to be talking about, well, is this team a contender or a pretender as we're at midseason? That's where I think the convo will be. I think you beat the Giants. I think if you're going to go 4th, I think you beat the Giants. I think you beat Vegas. I think you get Chicago at home. And then, man, what'd I say? New York?
Yeah, Vegas. Said that.
New York, Vegas, they could be 3-4 coming out of the first 7. I don't think they go to Dallas and beat Dallas.
You drew it up. I remember when we did the schedule release show.
I said 11-6. I got them to 11.
I know, but you had them go on a 3-game losing streak.
In this middle portion?
At some point. I think it was the stretch leading up into Kansas City. You had them lose 3 straight.
L.A., Chicago, Dallas. I had them lose.
No, I think you had Chicago, L.A., or Chicago, Dallas, and then Kansas City.
Losing those 3, okay.
I think that we'd have to go back and check.
Okay.
We wrote it down.
I think, yeah, I have it.
We literally wrote it down.
Wow.
But
the Bandits,
it was funny that you went on the point throughout that show saying, this team can't lose multiple games in a row this year. Like that's the key to success for them. And then you predict them losing 3 straight, but still going 11-6. So you sound like you got a wild season in store for them.
Because that's how it was last year. Like
last year was wild.
Remember that 3-game losing streak? I put a fork in them. I thought they were done. And I believed that when I said it. I genuinely thought they were cooked. That's why the NFL season's so special, man. There's 17 weeks, and all of them are so important. So important. But as I look, the more and more I look at the schedule, like I have more of a respect for the teams in our division, not named Philadelphia, than you people do. I respect the Giants because they give us a run for our money all the time. And they've got legitimately, if Darius Alexander pops off the way I think he is, and he is a badass, their pass rush may be the best in football. Abdul Carter has, like, defensive player of the year potential down the line. That with Dexter Lawrence and Brian Burns and Thibodeau. Sleep on the New York football Giants if you want to. That's why I'm glad they went and revamped this offensive line. Imagine how much differently I'd be talking about the schedule and the season if they didn't revamp the offensive line. I would look at this team completely different. I'm telling you I would. 1-800-636-1067 is the number. We'll take a quick timeout. When we come back, let's play some of the best audio from NFL training camp to this point as we take a spin around the National Football League and look at a couple of different teams that I think are going to be pretty interesting in 2025. That's next here on The Fan.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover nature's best with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
I said, I'm doing a segment from behind the glass. I want to look at you and see when you say some of the stuff you say. You are incredible. I'm about to say, yeah, we'll bring you on in the next segment because we're getting ready to wrap up the show. We'll take you. Oh, Lord. Now make sure you don't say any swear words. Now we have somebody in here under the age of 10 in Wes. But no, we'll take you up to 3 o'clock. DOC's warmed up already out in the bullpen. He'll get you ready for Nats baseball. We talked about them coming off the top. I mean, they may need to put me in the lineup to get some offense going. Send me out to Minnesota. Maybe I'll get some runs scored for this group. I wanted to play some audio here in this segment. Ben, I sent you a bunch of different cuts here. Wes, do me a favor. Can you go grab my phone real quick? Because I moved locations here. Why am I in here is what you're asking? Because I wanted to look at Doc, because if y'all can hear some of the conversations me and him have off air, we need to get like a, I was going to say OnlyFans, but then people would think we doing all types of crazy stuff on it.
What?
You took what I said the wrong way.
OnlyFans, yeah, damn right,
not,
I did.
That's the problem with you young folks.
You just said OnlyFans.
OnlyFans was not created for sexual purposes. It was created to get a behind-the-scenes look at your favorite celebrities.
You should just do a damn podcast then.
No, OnlyFans is special because it has a payment link. It allows people to pay to see you. That's the only benefit.
I'll pay for the podcast.
How?
Wherever. So there, it exists. Just, look, it exists.
People, Doc did a podcast and was on Patreon. Right, Doc? People had to pay to listen to that. You think that's the only type of content they was doing on Patreon? Come on now. Y'all got to be open and honest about what this is. Ben, if you got it ready, Ben, I want to let you all hear from Aaron Glenn. Aaron Glenn, Ben. I want to let you all hear from Aaron Glenn, the defensive coordinator. The head coach of the New York Jets, former defensive coordinator of the Detroit Lions. They were in the news this week. Justin Fields carted off of the practice field, made a bunch of hubbub on social media about it. I thought he was going to be out for the season. Then he's out there in full pads the next day. It reminds me of when Albert Haynesworth decided to do what he did back in the day against Detroit. I'll never forget Clinton Portis telling this story. Clinton Portis and Santana. When you bring the cart out for somebody, it's for people that are really hurt. You bring the cart out so you don't got to walk. I've never seen, and older people out there understand what I'm talking about. Doc, I think you were at that game, actually. Were you at, you know the game that I'm talking about? When Albert Haynesworth, big ass, decided to fall on the field, get carted off the field, and they came back a quarter later. You don't get carted off the field and come back. So Justin Fields got carted off, but he was in full pads the very next day. He's week to week, or day to day, rather, with a dislocated toe. But there are a lot of expectations in New York. We talked about a culture being set here last year. They're trying to set a new one with Gangrene as well, and Aaron Glenn playing no games, taking no prisoners. If they're going to be successful this year and get some respect around the NFL, it starts with discipline.
With the officiating crew, are they here for the duration of camp, or is this just an early camp thing, and what's the benefit of having them?
I want the officials here as much as possible, and they know that. And it's no secret that we were the most penalized team in the league last year. So that's one of the things that I want to nip in the bud early, of making sure that the discipline part of what we do, that we fix that now. You cannot win games in this league with an undisciplined team. So all the penalties that we had last year, we're knocking those things out. And we want to make sure that we're good at that. Even the details of what we do. Like, we can't have any MAs. And I know they happen. All right, but we're striving for perfection in that situation of every detail when it comes to offense and defense, that we're on top of that, and we're trying to make sure we be good on that too. So the official's going to be here. We're going to knock that out. All right, I would tell you, we're going to knock these penalties out. We're going to understand that undisciplined teams do not win games.
Point blank, undisciplined teams do not win football games. And I know everyone's going to lead you to believe that Aaron Rodgers was the problem last year with New York, and that he's the reason that things went awry. They were undisciplined. They couldn't stay healthy. They couldn't block people up front. Defensively, they fell off of a cliff. One other thing that I saw, someone tweet this out from Jets practice. Breece Hall had a drop that led to a pick and a fumble during practice to this point. So he is someone that the narrative has changed on him, is what I would say. Straight up. The narrative has changed on Breece Hall. That's why he actually made the list of Bill Barwell's top guys under pressure, man, because things have changed for him completely. I want to let you hear from our guy, the quarterback of the Washington Commanders, Jayden Daniels. He sat down with Chick Hernandez of WSA9. And if you all were wondering what type of competitor Jayden Daniels is, if you all were wondering his mentality going into 2025, the look, and we saw memes go viral all over the offseason of him, and right after that weekend of him in the NFC Championship game on the bench, looking saltier than I've ever seen him look. The Philadelphia Eagles are on Jayden Daniels' mind, and guess what? I'm not mad at it. To me, yes, it's a new season, but the fact that last year still bothers this young man, that's why he's my quarterback.
When last we saw you on a football field, you were walking off in Philadelphia. How long did that last with you, walking off with that feeling?
Every day, probably until like March, April.
Really?
Yeah. It was a tough one because all of February, that's all I was thinking about. And then March, start trying to get out of it. April, I still think about it to this day.
Sure.
Like, obviously, I had to see those guys a couple times. So
was there chirping going on at all?
No, it was a respect thing, but okay. they know what's up. And obviously, it was more so respecting. Like, I seen Saquon a couple times throughout the offseason.
Okay.
So it was nothing but respect. He was talking a little bit. Rightfully so.
Yeah, he earned it, right?
They earned it. Yeah. They earned it. So, you know, we can't take that away from him.
Sure.
But, yeah, like, I still think about it.
It's on his mind. And it should be. That loss, I'll never forget the Saturday before. When I had to bust out Pastor Willingham, and I'll be honest, Pastor Willingham, we'll probably hear from him at some point throughout the season. I think we'll even probably hear from him before the season starts, because how dare I not usher us in to the 2025 season without letting you hear the word of Pastor Willingham?
I've haven't got to hear Pastor Willingham since I started working here. So my question is, is your bed where it says Linnell Willingham preaching music?
Oh, yeah.
Is that for Pastor Willingham?
Oh, that is the music of the aforementioned Pastor Willingham. Who, look, the one thing about Pastor Willingham.
You got two requests the other day to bring him back.
To bring him out. Two of them. Come on now. Look, that's how you know football season is right around the corner. Because, look, he only comes out and only blesses us and blesses the congregation on Sundays throughout the fall. As we get geared up for football season, there'll be something that we'll end the show with every show. I will do it here on this show here this afternoon. Burgundy and bold. I'll make a bold prediction for the 2025 season. We'll do that to wrap up the show next, though. I couldn't help myself. I mean, I didn't even talk to him for more than 90 seconds, and I'm already cheesing ear to ear. We get to be joined by Burgundy and Gold Royalty coming up next. Super Bowl winning champion. Rick Doc Walker joins us next.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Well, you hear that for three consecutive hours coming up in about 25 minutes with the DOC, Rick Walker.
You don't have to explain mine. They already know. You got to explain what you're doing because we're trying to become familiar with you.
Well, no. If you're not already familiar with me, this is how you do so. Just tweet at me. It's at NELL_BTP. That's on all social media platforms. By the way,
it's your 34th time that you've done it, show. I counted today.
Well, look, I'm on TikTok now, and
it's free, right?
It's free.
Yeah, okay, good. You acted like Well, no, you no, was no, on no, something no. that nobody else could get on.
Well, no. See, okay. I'm at the point, well, I don't want to toot my horn too hard.
No, please do.
We may be starting to bring in some cash on TikTok. My TikTok is also NELL_BTP.
No, you didn't.
Same. Uh-huh.
You put that same handle.
It's everywhere.
Handle.
It's everywhere.
Oh, God.
When I had him on Locked On Wizards the other day, I gave out the handle at the start. I'm like, did I do that right? Is that how you do it? And he's like,
okay,
yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Why did you have him on?
Well, I am one of the most. Well, let's be real.
I'm not
here.
Kidding. Why? What was the purpose?
He always gives the energy. He always tells.
You had him on to generate an atmosphere.
Oh, you should have read.
You could have got a seal. You could have got a giraffe. You could have got a number of different things. If your only intent was for him to entertain the audience,
well, that's,
right?
I'm going to do that regardless.
You should have seen the comments the third time. I've had him on four times now. The first two, everyone was like, bring this guy on all the time. Right. He's the best. He always speaks facts. The third time, they said, never bring this clown back on the air. He's a negative Nancy. He's a shock jock. Never bring this dude on the air.
But they said it, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
See, the problem is I have figured out our medium almost to a T. I've almost perfected it. And I say that graciously, humbly. I'm happy to be in the seat. I know how to get you low IQ people revved up.
Ooh, you insult the audience.
Well, no, I insult the audience because it's the same people that are going to come tweet at me and tell me, you know what I had people tweeting at me yesterday? Hey, man, it's good content, but you going to get a haircut anytime soon? Are you going to pay me money to get a damn haircut? Somebody's had the nerve to say something about my hair. See, I am... And I've accepted this role. I am probably the most polarizing personality in this entire market. And I'm A-okay with that. I am.
Is there a minimum of people that have to know who you are to qualify?
Well, for this? You wouldn't say that you wouldn't say that I'm well renowned? You don't think that I'm well known?
Do you have over 10,000 followers?
Okay.
No, just answer the question.
No, that's cute. That's cute. I forgot you're somebody that worries about followers.
I don't worry about anything like that whatsoever. I don't. Why would I worry about something?
Well, I actually have currently on X with the handle that you all think is impossible to read. It's been found by enough people. I have 6,158 followers on
okay,
X
good,
right now.
Good. And so
that's it. But
took you a year to double that.
Well, no. This is the thing. I have 6,000 followers with my reach. I may have the widest reach. Everything that gets posted is being seen by at least 30,000 people. That's the analytics that I have. I have a business account, Doc, because I'm a business. I'm a brand. The youngest in charge. That's why we're able to carve out room.
So let me ask you this.
Uh-huh.
Since you're no longer the youngest in charge,
has that affected or enhanced
your following?
See, this is what you miss. This is what the big ear fella, J.P. Finley, this is what he misses.
Oh, wow.
This is what this Similac breath-smelling young pup West misses. Mm. This is what all of you miss. I think the only person that truly gets me all the way is my Montgomery County brethren, little Top Ben Strober. He knows what it is and what it ain't. It is what it is. See, I may not be the youngest here anymore, but see, it's not just like I'm calling myself the youngest. I'm calling myself the youngest what? In charge. You understand me? That's the difference.
So Toby Altizer, who's clearly
somebody's calling off of this because I know who
young talent.
Well, look, everybody's talented. We got a talented group here. We're in Washington D.C.
Yeah, that's true.
The media capital of the world.
That's true.
This is what got the phones buzzing. We haven't had a call all show long.
Because why would they call you?
People were waiting for this. What's your name? Where you calling from? People were waiting for this. I may not be the youngest here anymore, but I'm the youngest. What is it, DLC?
I don't know.
In charge. See what I'm saying? It's a difference.
Okay.
But no, that's not to be brash. That's not to be arrogant. That's to have confidence in the work that I put in, Doc. You know what it is and what it ain't. You know how this business goes. Hmm. But let's be real about that. Can you tell me what that guy just said? I would love to know.
Yeah, the caller said, I don't need to go on the air, but I really would love to tweet at Linnell when I get home, but I don't know his handle. I'll never be able to find it. Can you tell him to change it because it's impossible to find?
No, let's keep it. Let him
he's
keep
still,
it.
No, he's still
He's
listening.
Not going to change it.
It's at NELL_BTP. I know someone that knows my handle. Matthew in D.C., one of my absolute favorites. What's going on, Matthew? He's a regular.
Hey.
See, you got to have regulars. Well, now we got it. Well, now we. Wow.
See, don't dump me. I mean, please don't drop the call.
Well, you had to be dumped.
Oh, my God.
Matthew, you do call other shows.
He does call other shows. I hear you, yeah. I hear you
actually,
on other shows.
Wait. Hold on a second. I actually don't.
Wow.
I call Linnell, both when he's local and national. I have called you once or twice before, Doc. And one of the times I called you, it was to make the exact point that Linnell just made. He may not be the youngest, but he is the youngest in charge.
Okay.
And like, go ahead.
Okay. No, I said okay.
Yeah. And like, and you agreed, by the way, when I said that, because you were like, ooh, let me think about that.
You can be in charge. Right. No. A small army or a large army. He's still in charge. He's in charge of one. So I get it.
Nah.
You act like he's leading some big surge.
It's a movement.
It's some population.
Oh, he is.
It's a small movement.
He is, Doc. I'm 61 freaking years old. He is leading a charge, okay?
That's good.
He is leading the next generation of Redskins/Commanders fans into the new era. And like Terry McLaurin, my man needs to get paid. And I will let you guys chew on that.
I appreciate it.
That's how you know he's a real listener. You know what he said? Chew on that. Who says that before everybody? We'll chew on that next. This is the Fan.
Hey, you got one. I'm shocked.
Well, there's somebody else that just called in.
No, I'm shocked.
We'll see what the next.
I thought he had none, but he got one. He had Matthew. Yeah, okay.
Matthew's a part of my cult following. DOC, you know how it is.
That's good. Matthew's sharp guy.
Matthew's a sharp guy, but no, you're a sharp guy as well. We brought you on. Oh, DOC, do you have a headset on? Are your headphones plugged in?
You need to
get him some headphones. Ben, give him your headphones. You need to hear this call.
I hear it.
Hey, man,
I'm prepping.
You're prepping, but are you hearing it live? Are you on delay or are you hearing this live?
Yes, I hear it live.
Oh, my God. We haven't heard from – is it – sir, are you going to play Michael Parson?
What do you
think? Odera?
What the hell do you think, Linnell? Yeah, you know, I was about to call – before Doc got on, and congratulate you on a great show. Then you just took it right off the tracks. I don't get you. You could have stopped while you were ahead. He's like one of these degenerate gamblers.
Yeah,
he's got to go all in.
He's an addict.
Yeah. He is, Doc. I really did enjoy this show today. He was objective.
It was good.
And then he gets on and just rolls it right off the tracks.
He can't help it. He can't help it.
I mean, what the hell is wrong with you, Linnell? Just let it go. Be a man of what you just put out there.
He can't.
When did the show go off the rail?
The minute you started with your underscore this, underscore that, and I reached 30 million people or whatever the hell you said.
Yeah.
Competent people do not have to brag about this.
Do you get the super six pack?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Hey, Doc, you lightened it up by coming on. I love listening to you, and I'll be listening from here on out. But I just had
to chime in. Well, so will the rest of the DMV. You realize what's about to happen at 3 o'clock? We may have a power failure. Seriously. Check your breakers.
Well, no, seriously. Well, that's what happens.
Because this is going to go from flatline to spike, and it's going to be a surge that may shut the whole station down. I hope it doesn't.
Anyway, listen, it's good to hear you, Doc. I'm going to be listening.
All right, brother. Appreciate you.
Jared, N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I know you're hard of hearing. You're getting up there in age.
Oh, he actually explained. Did you know what the BTP meant?
No, there's lore behind this.
He explained
this?
It. Yeah, Grant.
Well, no, it's been a meeting behind it.
Grant Paulson is an investigative
reporter. Oh, he's a real journalist.
He's an investigative reporter.
And he extracted things some of us didn't know. He was trying to be helpful. Of course, it's impossible to help him now. He won't let you. And so he thinks he knows more than the physicians in his life. So what happens is that Grant tried to tell him what I tried to tell him. He didn't listen. And then Grant was really seriously trying to engage with him, which is almost impossible. You know, and
that's why you can't even look at me doing the same. You got to turn your back to me. You wouldn't be able to get a word out.
Segment. Love Danny. Love Grant and Danny in the show. And the eligible bachelor that hangs around in their production.
You're talking about Stallion?
I'm not mentioning names. I'm not trying to incriminate anybody
at
work.
I'm about to say, you know, we just got a call from Arlington.
Darius is just, when Darius played a song out of his third volume. And it was just great radio. With Linnell yesterday.
Oh, so you're saying
he's really good partnering. He's an outstanding member of a show. He really is. But this solo thing.
But I
mean, Jesus Christ. I don't know.
Doc's about to have a heart attack in here. Somebody get his life alert.
Hey, man, I got a show to do at 3 o'clock. Can I go?
1-800-636-1067. How we've ended every – are we calling this overtime? How we've ended every one of my solo ventures since the start of training camp. We'll do it next on the other side of the break. Burgundy and bold. A bold prediction for the 2025 Commander season. Maybe Doc will stick around as well. That's next there on The Fan. One final segment to go before things get X-rated here on 106.7 The Fan. We're calling it the Adult Mix with TLC, Rick Doc Walker. He'll lead you in the Washington Nationals baseball. To finish out the show, do a little segment we've done at the end of every show that I've been on solo. It's called Burgundy and Bold, my bold predictions for the Commanders 2025 season. One of my bold predictions that I made the last time we were on, I said Deebo Samuel would lead the Washington Commanders in touchdowns in 2025. And after watching 3 days of training camp, I have a lot more conviction in my comment. He is and look, I felt this way before we knew that Terry McLaurin was going to be a no-show, before we knew that things were getting ugly between 17 and the franchise. I had an unwavering conviction that Deebo Samuel is going to be a part of this offense and be a big factor in this offense. For today's installment of Burgundy and Bold, we'll flip over to the defensive side of the football. One question that we have all asked throughout this year, throughout this offseason, who will spearhead the Commanders' pass rush? Who is going to be the guy that wreaks havoc throughout this defense? I got a burgundy and bold prediction for you. Let's turn back the clock a little bit, right? That's what we have to do here in Burgundy and Bold, this installment of it. We got to turn back the clock a little bit. In today's installment of Burgundy and Bold, on the defensive side of the football, this defensive line, I continue to say it, they're going to get after people in a very unique way because they're versatile. Stunts, games, twists, loops, you name it. But there's one guy to me that I happen to believe is due for a career renaissance. Can I take you back to the 2021 season when Von Miller registered 9.5 sacks? Can I take you back to that season when he goes to the LA Rams and was a big part of their Super Bowl run? My burgundy and bold prediction for 2025 on defense, Von Miller will have double-digit sacks next year for the Washington Commanders. That is burgundy and bold. Why do I think that? This is the difference between me and a lot of others. I'm going to give it to you, but I have logic and reasoning behind it as well. I'm not just talking out of my wazoo. Think about what Dan Quinn and company did last year with folks that some folks were able to put in a retirement home. Zach Ertz had his best season in years here in Washington. Bobby Wagner, Pro Bowl, All-Pro type of season. Austin Eckler turned back the clock and looked damn good in his opportunities. You don't think Von Miller? You think Von Miller's going to get to reap the benefits of coming to Washington? See, careers used to die in Washington. Now careers are reborn here in the nation's capital. Zach Ertz, future Hall of Famer, stand up. Because see, a lot of people, including me, that's why I say it, I'm a man first when I do this. You all say I'm a flip-flopper. I just say my opinion changed when I'm presented with new information. That's not flip-flopping. That's being smart. I was down on Zach Ertz. No Yak Zach, catch and fall merchant, hadn't done anything in Detroit or Arizona the past 2 years, or the past several years. He came here last year and became one of the most important pieces of this offense. When Von Miller was signed, I was on the air tail end of my show 2 weeks ago. When Von was signed, people were thinking, what the hell does Von have in the tank? After watching him the first couple of days, the quick first step is still there. The question is going to be, can they, like I said earlier, can they earn the right for Von Miller to get 10 and a half sacks or to get double-digit sacks, right? Can they be better on first and second down and put teams in obvious passing situations, something they struggled to do last year? I think they will. That's going to do it for the youngest of Charles and L. Willingham. You can keep the conversation going with me on social media. It's at N-E-L-L underscore BTP. I'm out there tomorrow. Boots on the ground in Ashburn. Practice 8 a.m. sharp. I'm with you on the air starting at 10. Until then, be well.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.